Shalom Aleichem, Chaver. Hope all is well. We continue our limud of Mishnah Yomi of Maseches Moikatim, Perek Gimel, Mishnayos Hey and Vav. And today, for those in the Masechta, we will be discussing the sugyas of Avelos. So just to give a general introduction, but for the sake of time, I will discuss the specific halachos of each of these periods. There are three periods when it comes to Avelos. There's after the relative dies is Shiva, and Shiva is the most intense. Again, we're not going to discuss what the halachos are necessarily, unless they understand themselves. Then comes after Shiva's 30-day period called Shloshim. That's a bit less intense. And then if a child is mourning the loss of a parent, then they have the period of Yud Beis Chodesh. Hopefully, these halachos should never be the ma'isa for anyone. But Torah hivalom modanu tzarech. So we're gonna go weiter. So those are the three periods. Hakover es meso, Shloshal yomim kol dam laregel. Someone buries their dead 3 days before the regel, 3 days or more, so he doesn't have avelos for 3 days. Then Yantif comes and ends Shiva. He ends right then and there. Shmona, if he observes 8 days of avelos, meaning he observed the full Shiva and 1 day of the Shloshim, then we end the Shloshim period. Because the Chacham said that Shabbos counts toward the days of Shiva, because Shiva goes over a week, you're inevitably going to have a Shabbos. So it counts as a day, but it doesn't end Avelos. One is still knowing Avelos after Shabbos. Regalim, however, are Mafsikin, they end Avelos, but they don't count towards the minion of days. So let's discuss a little what's going on. We said that Bala in the beginning, Bala Yemenu Gzeras Shiva, we actually, the Bar Tanura says, at least Psak Halacha is, and this is how we do Paskin, that even if you bury, if someone buries the dead an hour before Yom Tov, or even right before Yom Tov, Yom Tov automatically comes and is Masik, it ends the Avelos, it ends the Shiva. And we say by Shiva we have a rule Miktas Hayom Kukulo by Avelos. So the seventh day of Shiva, we might know from this. We've seen that the Avelim sit Shiva like they daven Shacharis in the Shiva home. They sit for a little bit and then they're done. So Miktas Hayom Kukulo by Avelos. So really the seventh day of the Avelos, which is the end of Shiva, is also the beginning of Shloshim. So if that day is before Yom Tov, that means you're knowing Shloshim. So the Shloshim ends right then and there. It's not doing in 7 days and then an eighth day. It's the seventh day itself is also a day of Shloshim. So if one gets up from Shiva on Erev Yom Tov, they are Mevatel Shloshim as well. So we said Shabbos Olav Einam Afsekes is because not only is it that you're never going to have Shabbos during the Shiva period, but Shabbos is a day of Oneg. So therefore, we are knowing to do Dvarim Bitsina, one could do Avelos in private, but cannot do public displays of Avelos. But Yontif's a din in Simcha. There's a mitzvah Simcha's Yontif, the Gemara phrases it, Asi, lo Asi, Ase de Yechid, Vatel, Udachi Ase de Rabim. They're not going to say the Ase de Yechid of Avelos is going to be Docha, the Ase de Rabim, and Simcha's Yontif. So since, as the way the art scroll puts it in the Yad HaFram footnotes, since they're incompatible with each other, they don't stim, the Yom Tov cancels the Shloshim. Okay, that is Mishnah. Hey, Mishnah Vav says, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Mishacharav, Beis HaMikdash, Atzeres Kashabbos. Rabbi Meil Omer, Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, Kirigalim. So a little background here. Shavuos, we know, is a two-day holiday, which means it's really 1 day, because we do 2 days as Sfeika D'Yoma. So Shavuos, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, used to have a Tashlumen period. If you couldn't bring your Karbanos on Shavuos itself, you had a week to make it up. And that's why most people, are knowing not to say Tachlin the week after Shavuos. But nowadays, unfortunately, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so there is no Tashlumen. So the question is, what status does Shavuos have? So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Shavuos is now treated as a Shabbos, because it's a 1 day. There's no week-long Simcha, like Sukkot and Pesach. So it's like a Shabbos, and it's not Mefatel Avelos. But Rav Gamliel also says, by Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, that they're going to be Yom Tovim, even though they're 1 day, 2 days, they're going to stop Avelos right then and there. No, not neither this nor that. Elatzeres Kirigolim, Shavuos is like a Yontif. Shavuos will stop Avelos. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Kishabbos. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur will be like a Shabbos, and that they will not stop it. However, we actually paskin. We have a general rule, Halacha Ketivri Hamekel Be'Avel. So we paskin that both Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur count as a Yontif, in that they're Mevatel Avelos completely, even Shah Achas Kodem, if they were Nohig Avelos Ketzas. Everyone should have a great night.